Idealist, Testimony, Courage. Sharing your testimony in sacrament meeting or just with your friends might seem intimidating at first, but each time you do it, you will be blessed. Here are some ideas on how to overcome cold feet about bearing your testimony from the 16- and 17-year-old Sunday school class in the Manchester ward, Hartford, Connecticut State. Pray for confidence and for the Holy Spirit to be with you as you testify. Remember, the Lord has promised you that the Holy Spirit will comfort you and help you know what to say. Trust Him and listen to the Spirit. Hesitation is your enemy. If you just start talking, you can get past that initial nervous feeling. Remember to pray and study the Scriptures. If you are well prepared, you don't need to be afraid of talking about your testimony of the gospel. Believe in yourself. Even if you aren't a great public speaker, you know the church is true, and that's what really matters. Keep it simple. Bear testimony of the basic truths of the gospel. God lives. Jesus Christ atoned for our sins. Joseph Smith was a prophet. The Book of Mormon is the Word of God. And Gordon B. Hinckley is God's prophet today. Write your testimony in your journal. Practice bearing your testimony to your family or others you feel comfortable around. Remember that bearing your testimony is an act of love that blesses those you share it with as well as yourself. Don't worry about what others might think of you. Heavenly Father will be pleased when you testify of Him. That nervous feeling might just be the Spirit telling you to open your mouth and share what you know is true. So don't ignore it. Go ahead and bear your testimony. Even if your heart is racing and your palms are sweating, you'll feel much better afterward. End of Idealist, Testimony, Courage. The Extra